Thank you and good morning. The Coastal Commission will meet in 2 weeks on March 9th in Ventura, and on the agenda are items related to the City of Eureka and decisions made by the City Council over the past year regarding changes to permitting. For those changes to be effective throughout the entire city, they must be approved by the Coastal Commission for coastal areas in Eureka. Eureka Director of Development Rob Homeland detailed in an email what is up for discussion, a discussion Homeland believes will be pushed back to June. The city has changed the lifetime of conditional use permits to 2 years instead of one and streamlined the process to get both a CUP and a coastal development permit. Those decisions, while currently in effect in areas outside the coastal zone, need the Coastal Commission to sign off before they go into effect in coastal zone areas. Also affected are medical marijuana businesses, wireless facilities, design review, and minor conditional use permits. Homeland said that if the decision is pushed back to June, it both helps and hurts the city. It helps because that June meeting will be held somewhere in our region, not Ventura, but hurts because it delays full implementation of new ordinances until at least the summer. The Federal Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has upheld yet again water releases on the Klamath from the Trinity Reservoir requested by local tribes to protect fish stocks. The court's ruling on Tuesday said that limited water releases have priority over other uses of Trinity water, including diversion to the Central Valley. 6 times since 2002, fish die-offs have occurred because of a lack of water, and Hoopa Tribal Chairman Ryan Jackson said in a statement that, once again, the Court of Appeals has acted to uphold our property rights in the Klamath Trinity fishery. We are happy to see the Court of Appeals enforce federal reclamation laws. In Eureka, the City Council voted unanimously in favor of staff recommendations to cancel any plans for the annexation of areas just outside city limits. Staff reported that the city would see little to no increase in either sales or property taxes, but would see a sharp increase in the need for public services in areas such as Myrtletown, Cutton, and neighborhoods along the Harris and Harrison corridor. Jordan Christmas has news from the coroner's office.
The Humboldt County Coroner's Office released the autopsy results of 63-year-old Eureka resident Sam Whitney, a transient man who was found dead under the Ryan Slough Bridge on February 11th. Foul play had already been ruled out as a factor in Whitney's death, and results showed that he died from heart failure. Law enforcement believe Whitney was dead 3 to 10 days prior to his body being located under the bridge by a passerby.
Thank you, Jordan. The county is accepting public comments regarding the Sheriff's Off-Highway Vehicle Program. The office will submit a grant application to the state for money to support off-road public safety duties, such as visitor safety at local beaches and parks, search and rescue operations, and public education programs. If you want to add your 2 cents, you can, beginning on March 7th. For more information, contact the County Administrative Services Office. Congressman Jared Huffman will host a public town hall meeting tonight in Arcata. The event begins at 5:30 at the Arcata High School Fine Arts Center on M Street, and Huffman will make a short presentation about his plans and priorities and answer questions from constituents. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. It's rained a lot on the North Coast over the past 4.5 months, enough rain that Ruth Lake Reservoir was filled before Christmas, and we have seen more than 12 inches of rain this month alone. That's what has heads, like the one on the shoulders of Dave Hull, director of the Humboldt Community Services District, shaking. Hull spoke about the state's decision to extend emergency drought regulations for another 9 months, and pointed out that even 3 or 4 years ago, we never approached drought conditions on the North Coast.
I know Humboldt Bay Municipal Water District had worked with both their offices, you know, treating our area as if it didn't have a drought. Well, the whole time it was dry, but we never actually crossed into, you know, what would you would call a drought. We never ran out of water. We never even implemented any harsher water restrictions than what the state told us to do.
Hull has said in the past that the one-size-fits-all decisions made by the state were wrong-headed, and he said on Talk Shop on Tuesday that it may end up hurting the state's credibility down the line.
When they clearly put out restrictions that you know, kind of fly in the face of what you can see. You can see everything's flooding and everything, whatever, and yet we have an emergency drought declaration that's gone for another 270 days. It makes it so that it's kind of the cry wolf thing. It, you know, at some time they're going to have something that's really important, and a lot of people are going to say, oh, yeah, that's like that fake drought we had.
Humboldt County received normal amounts of rainfall while much of the rest of the state was thirsty for water, and Hull maintains drought regulations should be tailored to local conditions. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.